we got way off topic and didn't cover anything that we had put all that effort into putting together for a show. And it felt like a giant waste. So, of course, we're doing another one here to actually discuss what we had ready.
Yeah, I don't know if it was really a waste, but... I
mean, no, not a waste. It felt like a waste not using all the stuff that had been put together, you know? So we couldn't let all this effort go to waste.
Yeah. Thought it was a really good show, so...
It was fun. Eye-opening.
Yep.
But what's going on? Like, what do we got on this list that interests you? Saw the Petito thing in there, and we haven't covered anything about that.
No, we haven't. And the funeral for the lady was today.
Okay.
And the FBI is still looking for Brian, whatever his name is. But I don't think the FBI is going to find him before Dog the Bounty Hunter does, because he's on the case now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Is that why you got this on the list then? It's because Dog the Bounty Hunter is involved?
No. I just saw an article about that, I think earlier today, that said, you know, he had fans that requested he look into it more. So he's on the case now.
All right. That's I don't know much about his work, but I understand he does catch bad guys.
Yeah.
Is he still doing a TV show, or is he just doing his thing?
I don't know if his show's still on the air or not, still.
Yeah, I
don't know. So.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't even know what this whole thing I got here. It's all about Biden's a boob.
Okay.
Well, it's Italian X block that's put aside is all stuff of Biden being a boob. And it's funny reading some of these things, because they're saying, like, his candidness is getting him in trouble. I mean,
he ain't candid at all.
Yeah. Oh my god. And they're doing a good job of cutting clips of what he says out and make him sound coherent.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're able to do that now, because for a while all they were getting was true introduction of the perjurer.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently he's not taking questions at all. Like, and even CNN's like, hey, what the hell's going on?
Right.
Finally, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do got to laugh a little bit, though, that Hunter Biden's laptop material has been, like, confirmed by Politico.
Yeah, yeah. Magically, this happens after the election of Biden as president, you know?
Yeah, it's a little interesting how it was misinformation to even suggest that this ever happened when there was tons of evidence.
Yeah.
In this video of the guy saying, yeah, I should help my country. Do what? Some hooker in Canada or something, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Criminy, dude. Why do you tell hookers anything?
You don't. You just tell them you love them.
You don't have to do that. That's what you're paying them for. Criminy. You're here for a reason, buddy. Now he's selling paintings for millions and millions of dollars. Fascinating. I don't know. The White House press corps is pretty pissed. There's something in here about Lee Greenwood.
Oh yeah, he's been on this committee for music committee for since like Obama was president. Yeah. Presidents have been renominating to the committee. Well. Biden
before he was appointed by Bush.
Yeah, it goes way back. He's been on the committee forever. And the Biden committee, which they're trying to do with a lot of people that Trump put in place, is they're trying to fire them all. I mean, there's people that they're trying to kick off the Naval Academy Visitors Board and all kinds of different things. And some of the people are actually fighting it. You know, it's like, hey, you know, no. Because, I mean, the way that that nomination process is set up, it's set up so there is, it's kind of like the FCC committee, you know, there's a certain number of Democrats on it, certain number of Republicans, and depending on who's in office is, you know, who has the majority at the time.
Yeah.
And they overlap administrations, you know, you nominate somebody for like 2 or 3 years at a time, and they just automatically overlap. So.
Hmm. Well, yeah, leave it to Biden. Just I don't know why he's so spiteful. Actually, I think there's something in here about him being petty or something, right? Maybe not. Maybe something else. Yeah, the pettiest president. Always like trying to punish everyone.
Right.
Yeah. Like what the monoclonal.
Yeah, with Florida.
Yeah. He's like, oh, well, we need to make sure there's enough for everyone else. And like, these other places aren't buying it. They're not asking for it. Why are you taking it away from Florida? To make, you know what I mean?
Well, Florida actually went out of their way and bought, you know, like 100,000 doses from directly from the manufacturer, the one manufacturer that the government hadn't bought up all the supplies from. And these treatments are not cheap. So,
no.
I mean, I think I read someplace it was like $1,000 per treatment.
Holy crap.
Or something like that. You know, in Florida, just won't use their state money to buy some just so people in their state would have the availability of the treatment if they want it. So
interesting. Yeah, exactly. Then you got Biden like punishing them for doing this stuff. It's like, I don't get this whole, blaming the unvaccinated for everything. That's blows my mind.
Yeah.
That's actually becoming an issue in New York with that. What was that place called? Carmine's or whatever?
Yeah.
And
well, it's almost he's creating, you know, he was supposed to be the unifying president. You know, that's what people supposedly voted for him for. I think more people voted for him because he wasn't Trump. But, you know, he's actually more of a divider than a not uniter, in my opinion.
He's othering everyone.
Yeah. Either you get the vaccine or not, you know.
But you're right. He got elected because he wasn't Trump. But literally anyone who wasn't Trump would have met that criteria. How did it get to be Joe Biden?
I don't know.
I don't understand how he got nominated. Why couldn't they have gone with someone like Tulsi Gabbard, at least, you know?
Or Bernie Sanders.
Jeez Louise. I think Bernie's too coherent. He would actually be dangerous versus just worthless.
Yeah.
That's what I keep saying about Harris. Like, she actually scares me. Joe is worthless. But at least he's probably not going to make things too terribly wrong because... I got this crazy feeling that he's not going to be reelected.
I don't think he's even going to run.
You don't think so? You think it's going to put Harris on the ticket?
No, but I don't think he's going to run for reelection. Because when it comes around time for reelection, well, plus his approval rating after 8 months in office is already going into the tank.
Yeah, even his own party's not liking him right now.
Yeah, and the independents who voted for him, majority of them voted for him to get him in office, they're like 67% of them do disapprove of the job he's doing as president. So
What has he done?
Nothing except for cause more hate and discontent between the divide the country up more than it already was divided.
Well, he shut down the pipeline going across our country but signed off on the one from Russia.
Yeah.
Going across Europe, Europe, right? Mm-hmm. Which I thought was a little interesting. They get to have a pipeline, but we don't. Whatever. We got a whole bunch of this COVID crap if you want to dive into that. Unless you got more for about this. Actually, I don't even know what the hell we're talking about. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They finally have them. Once daily pills for COVID.
Yep.
No, they're saying that they're supposed to be treatment, not, to prevent it. But I'm just laughing because how many times have I said that? Like, how long do we get to a, you know, twice daily pill?
Yeah.
By the way, does this count as, once we have a vaccine that's been FDA approved, shouldn't the other two not be authorized for emergency use anymore?
That's correct. Yeah.
How do we still have two authorized for emergency use?
I don't know. I mean, they're making these rules up differently daily. You know, I mean, they keep saying Biden's rallying cry was, I'm following the science. I'm following the science. Now they don't even know what the science is anymore.
Oh, no, it's hilarious. I especially love getting into arguments with people online about it. That's always fun. But I had someone ask me, like, where are you getting your information from? You're getting terrible information. And I shared over, you know, cdc.gov. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is where I got it. Here it is. Like, and they're like, well, I don't believe that. It's like, I don't know what to tell you. It's the freaking, this is the group that you're saying knows what's going on. And it says right on there, they have no long-term studies for, like, for example, pregnant women.
Yeah.
But people are telling people to go ahead and just get vaccinated. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of reasons not to.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because somebody says to do it, you know, is not necessarily a valid reason to actually do it. So I guess if we're going to use that rationale, then we go ahead and say, well, if somebody told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it? Kind of rationale.
Well, and they're also doing the, it's for your own good, but that, Joe Biden with this, the way he's pushing these vaccines, he sounds like a frat boy. He just won't take no for an answer.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to some of last week's Clay and Buck shows, and they were talking about how when Fauci came out right after college football kicked off saying that they were going to be super spreader events, you know, because there's so many people so close together and unmasked. Well, they've actually done some research now at some of the big college towns and where the stadiums are at, where these games are happening. The cases are down.
Okay.
So they're not super spreader events, which proves furthermore that the masks don't do anything. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. You know, 6 feet was a random number they just made up to sound good.
Well, what I had read was they said 10 feet at least to make a difference. And then they realized that the average person can't estimate 10 feet in front of them. So they said the average person can guess 6 feet because that's, you know, the height of an average, you know, slightly tall man.
Yeah.
I thought that was fascinating. I was like, so what you're saying is this is effective if it's done this way, but we won't even bother doing it that way because no one can do it. So same thing with the masks. In a laboratory, some of these things are effective, but you don't live in a laboratory.
No.
I mean, you're touching things, you're moving around. Yeah. How many people keep the thing under their nose anyway and pretend like they're wearing a mask?
A lot of people. I see it all the time.
Yeah, and then when they're alone by themselves, they tuck it under their chin. I'm like, all you're doing is just touching this thing and rubbing everything all over. It's disgusting. And you sit there and breathe it in and out for another couple hours.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ugh. It's like not changing your socks, you know?
Yeah.
So if you see this thing, how apparently they're looking to release some kind of coronavirus into bat caves as a vaccine against coronavirus?
No, I briefly read through that. It's kind of crazy. So they're admitting that they had the coronavirus in the Wuhan lab.
And that they were doing things, in terms of how it moves from one species to another.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so the exact stuff that Fauci told us that wasn't being done and that we definitely didn't fund.
Yeah. And the exact same thing that they condemned Trump for when he said, this is what's happening, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's looking more and more like it got out of a lab, which I was more willing to accept that it, like, leaked out by accident, like someone got sick and didn't know it. But this makes it sound, assuming it's the same strain, that this was released intentionally.
Yeah.
That's, if true, and what's the source? I know it's Microsoft News, but they don't usually write their own articles. Oh, the Telegraph. MSN, Microsoft News, usually does a pretty good job of vetting their sources before they publish stuff. For the most part, it's what comes up with, you know, when I go through my Bing.
Yeah.
I thought that was crazy. And yeah, that's true. That is huge. And that should be everywhere. Everyone should know about this.
Right.
Seems reputable to me, but yeah. Oh, yeah. What's up with this chart, this graphic you sent over?
I got that from one of my life insurance sites.
Really? 5 million years of life to COVID-19?
Yeah.
How do they come to that?
Well, I think they're, you know, but also if you look at it, you know, there's actually been more lives lost to cancer and heart disease.
Yeah. But how did it come to 500 million years of life?
I don't know. It's the Pew Research did the research. So
how old are they expecting these people to live? Because the average person who's dying of COVID is like 70 years old. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm reading a little bit in the beginning. They said that they expected the life expectancy of it to be 80. So that means when somebody dies at 50, they lost 30 years of life. Hmm.
I thought the more older people were dying of this.
Well, there were, you know.
So to turn 380,000 into 5 million years seems like a
And this stretch. This chart's only for 2020. So we still had almost double the amount of people that died from cancer and heart disease than COVID.
Is that car accidents?
Accidents in general, not just accidents, car accidents,
okay. Yeah. Diabetes. I didn't know more people died of a stroke every year than diabetes. That's the thing, yeah. Though, is like when you die with diabetes, it's not necessarily the diabetes that killed you. It's all the other stuff that comes along with not taking care of yourself properly.
Yeah.
You know, like your foot doesn't fall off because you're diabetic. Your foot fell off because you had poor circulation because you weren't taking care of your blood sugar.
Right.
But the same thing with COVID. Like, you know, the dude's head came off in a motorcycle accident. We're going to call it a COVID death because he was COVID positive.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see that? Apparently, people are being checked in or listed as checked in for with corona, like hospitalized with corona, when like they broke their leg.
I would not doubt that a bit, because the hospitals get paid more.
Not even that. Well, kind of. But what's happening is the dude that breaks his leg and goes to the hospital, they do a corona test. He turns out to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's getting listed as hospitalized corona patient. A COVID patient. I was like, right. That seems a little crazy.
Yeah.
Shoot, there's a video. That might be one of the Veritas videos that came out. I don't know if you saw any of that stuff when the doctor's like, this is a bunch of bullshit. The vaccine's bullshit. None of this stuff works right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here we go. USA Today saying if Biden wants a vaccine mandate, it's not his to do. It's Congress's to do.
It is.
It is. But why is it taking newspapers and television stations this long to say something?
Because they're pro Biden.
Yeah, but there's a way to do this stuff. Yeah,
follow the law. Follow how the government's set up in the Constitution.
Yeah,
if a lot of employers follow through with this vaccine mandate, they're going to be liable for any injuries or loss of work from the people they force to get the shots.
Yes.
I mean, Alabama, their house already passed a bill, so it's on the House side, that gives injury protection for employees from the vaccine.
Yeah,
and they're just the first state. You know, I guarantee other states are going to do it. And if they don't, unless Congress puts something in place, you know, that protects these companies, which they put stuff in place to protect the vaccine manufacturer, but not actual companies forcing people to get the vaccine.
Yeah, it could cause a serious problem. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing.
Exactly. It all kind of funky colors.
If someone gets if something terrible happens because someone has a weird reaction, do you really want to be on the hook for that? And is the average place like New York City, is the average employer allowed to say it was the law? I didn't have a choice. It's not my fault that.
Well, they're going to try.
What's going to happen in a courtroom over that?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to be found at fault? Is the federal government going to be found at fault? That sounds kind of crazy.
Yeah. And then these people at the, you know, all these health workers that are refusing to get the vaccine, they're losing their jobs. Well, a lot of these hospitals are beginning to realize that this is a problem because they're already short-staffed as it is. And, you know, some of the places have kind of backed off on the vaccine a little bit, but it's crazy because
a lot of nurses
are done. They're just walking away. Yeah. Because they don't want to deal with it, you know,
which is funny because everyone's saying, you know, are you a doctor? No, neither are you. But if a third of the nurses in the country are walking off the job because they don't want this shot.
And these are people that don't have the world's most glamorous job to begin with. So they're doing it like they were. It's the same. I would consider it kind of the same field as like a teacher. You're doing it because you have a passion for it. You're not doing it for the money.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting paid a ton of money to be a nurse or a teacher.
I don't know. It depends on where you're teaching, honestly.
Well, true. I was thinking public school.
Well, the high school teachers in my town get like 90 grand a year.
I don't think they get paid that in Virginia.
No, obviously not. But blows my mind and I want more and more money. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, let's be fair, you obviously only work in several 8 months or whatever it is. Then they say we have to reach in our own pockets for supply sometimes. But yeah, anyone who's ever worked in any trade ever
has done that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like everyone has their own tools. I mean, if you're working from home, you bought your own computer. You know what I mean? Everyone invests their own private personal money to make their experience better and more lucrative for them.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it drives me nuts. Now Pfizer's saying back on the COVID thing.
Yeah.
Now Pfizer's saying that they're shut safe for children.
Oh, of course they are, because that's more money for them.
Who did they test it on?
Probably children.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that, but
I'm sure there's plenty of parents out there that would volunteer their kids to be guinea pigs.
You see, I don't know enough about human biology to know what difference a vaccine would make to a kid than an adult. But I do know they do keep them separate and they wait to be certain ages for certain shots. So I'm assuming there's a reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't know what the difference is, but.
But of course they're going to say that because that just means more people can get the shot and more money comes their way.
Well, these kids are barely getting
any symptoms. Tested.
Well, yeah, they're barely even getting sick. And if they are testing positive, they're not really getting symptoms anyway.
Yeah.
I don't see the idea of pumping these kids full of drugs if you don't need to.
Right.
You know, this sounds like a psychiatrist there that wants to put every kid on AD on a Ritalin or something.
Yeah,
you
know? Uh-huh, exactly.
When they just need to slap across the face and say, shut up and pay attention.
Yep.
So now they're looking to make a nasal spray vaccine too.
So it'd be like the flu vaccine every year, you know, you shoot it up your nose.
Yeah, the one they tested on the military members.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I'm surprised more vaccines aren't nasal at this point.
Well, I'm thinking that they're thinking behind that and the pill is it's less invasive and more people will do it if it's less invasive.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but who's going to avoid getting a vaccine if that think they need because it's a shot, the nasal spray? I don't know, I suppose someone, but yeah, and it just seems like a lot of this is just a bunch of malarkey, dude, because the push in all these different ways, all these medicines, all these different vaccines, they're making it sound like it's such a big deal. But we're these millions of people pouring across the border that aren't being tested.
No.
Like, if we were genuinely concerned about this spreading everywhere and killing everyone, we would have the border shut in an hour.
Yeah.
Instead, we're blaming horses.
And Psaki was trying to say, well, it's because they're not planning on staying in the country. Yes, they are. They're definitely planning on staying in the country. I'm still trying to figure out
why did they come here then?
From an island nation made it from the island to the Mexican border.
It was funny because Matt Walsh, the Daily Wire guy, said the same thing. And like a bunch of people were like, oh, wait till he finds out about boats and planes. I said, yes. And if
somebody paid for those boats and planes.
No, but even if someone did pay for it, why didn't they go straight to the United States? They went to Mexico because they knew they could walk across the border. But if they went to an airport, they would be checked for passports.
Right. Yeah.
That's why they came up through Mexico.
Yeah.
And I just said, baffles me that a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, somebody paid for the caravan. Somebody paid for them to get from Haiti to Mexico.
Some of them have been living in South America long enough to have identification in those countries.
Right.
In like Colombia, Brazil.
Places like that. Colombia and Brazil, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you've been there long enough.
If that's the case, then you cannot seek asylum for political reasons when you're already been. The asylum rules are the first country you come to is where you have to seek your asylum. You can't pick and choose.
First safe country.
Right. You can't pick and choose what country you want to ask for political asylum in.
That's the international rules anyway.
Yeah. I know they've kind of making them up as they go now, but that is what was in place.
But Seth Rogen even said something at the Emmys about how no one's wearing a mask and it's indoors. It's supposed to be outside.
Oh, they had it in a tent. They had a huge, like, giant circus tent they did it in. It was outdoors, technically, but in a tent.
Yeah, exactly. They can make it sound like stuff without actually making a difference.
And did you see the ratings on the Emmys?
No, but nobody watches any of that crap anymore.
No, nobody watches it anymore. It's all about a show for them, you know, basically. Yeah, the ratings were... They got blown out of the water by Sunday Night Football.
I don't watch football anymore either.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, but I'm just saying, a lot of people don't watch football anymore. But there was twice as many people that watched football over the Emmys. Well, I've given up on the award shows. I'm like, they've made them too political.
There's nothing to do with anything with acting or the movies anymore.
Yeah. Everybody just wants to get up there and... You know, when Trump was president, condemned Trump and the things that Trump was doing, you know. Now I'm sure they're guilt shaming people that didn't get the vaccine and not wearing their masks properly.
While they're not wearing masks.
Yeah, but all the staff is.
Back together, exactly. And Seth Rogen said something about it, but he didn't leave.
No, he supported it by staying there.
Yeah. Stayed there and did his whole thing.
Yeah.
No, it's like Obama saying that in 5 years, the ocean level is going to rise, 6 feet or whatever. Then he goes
Ted Sands has been saying that for 3 decades.
But then he goes and buys Martha's Vineyard property, which is like 18 inches above sea level.
Right.
Like if this is going to happen, he wouldn't buy a piece of property that you just get washed out to sea.
Yeah, you'd be buying property in mountains, you know.
Yeah, inland.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Waiting for a swamp. Back on the vaccines about these. They're getting ready to approve a booster shot.
Yeah, the CDC did give approval for ages 65 and up and for people with underlying health conditions.
I thought you could already get extra shots if you wanted to. I don't know what the difference is.
Well, I mean, Biden came out and said, you know, everybody should get the booster shot. But the UN came, the World Health Organization said no, because there's too many countries out there that haven't gotten their first shots yet. Well, so Biden, why is America, you know, and even Israel, they're making them get like 4 booster shots. They're up to 4 shots in Israel now.
That's nuts. And it's been less than 2 years, and there's people with 4 shots of vaccine.
Yeah.
That just seems, that tells me that it's not working as well as they want us to think it is.
Right. Uh-huh.
Like, maybe the word vaccine shouldn't be used if it's not. I don't understand why you need so much of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. It's turned into a, sooner or later, it's going to be a once daily pill.
Right. Like the malaria pills.
Yeah. And it's going to protect you from a virus that this Delta variant doesn't seem super deadly. It seems to spread pretty quick.
Yeah.
Anyone younger, I don't take advice from it, but I mean, I'd rather fight the disease off. Assuming, obviously, that I'm not one of the statistics.
Yeah, well, my nephew, who's just turned 25 yesterday, he got it like a month or so ago, and he basically said it was like having the flu for a couple of days, you know, and he hasn't had the vaccine because his mom, who's a big vaccine person, said, well, are you going to get the vaccine now? He's like, no, it wasn't, still not worth it.
Now I have T cells.
Yeah, and that's another thing that people aren't bringing up. They're on everybody get the vaccine. What about the people that have the immunity already built up in their system from getting COVID-19? Everybody knows that actually having COVID-19 is a better treatment for it than the actual vaccine. But nowhere do you hear anybody mention that, hey, you don't have to get the vaccine if you've had COVID-19.
Yeah, no one's saying that at all. But no one's also saying exercise, have vitamin C, drink water, you know? Said that when people sit at home for how long and they handed them money to get drunk.
Right.
It's like all you did was, or get stoned or whatever it is people do when they have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Which just lowers your immunities and makes you more likely to get sick anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, The View came up again in COVID, but go figure, right?
Well, they came up because Kamala Harris was going there to do an interview.
Yeah. Joy, and it wasn't Joy Behar that was the one that was actually, well, what, 2 of them tested positive, right?
Yeah, 2 of them tested positive, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I don't watch The View.
No, nobody in their right mind should watch The View.
I guess a lot of people do. It's still on TV. But...
Well, Dr. Fauci manages to find time to go on The View and do stupid interviews all the time.
Yeah, I thought he was too busy saving the world to be doing stuff like this.
Apparently not. He's got a new documentary coming out, I think, on Amazon Prime, too, or someplace.
Is it about COVID or about AIDS?
It's about him. They're calling it Fauci.
Oh, no. This is going to be the biggest load of propaganda horseshit.
Probably. I don't foresee watching it. Or if I do, it's going to be like the first 5 minutes to see how crappy it really is.
I might hate watching it. It might be fun. Gesundheit. Yeah, okay. And now, I'm still not sure why they can't. They can kick you out of the service for not getting your shots, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Yep. So that doesn't surprise me then that these people might be booted. But Biden wants it to be a dishonorable discharge?
No. Oh, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't even know why the White House should be concerned about it, you know? I'm like, they're out, you know? They're not going to affect the manning of the military because they didn't get the vaccine. I really don't think that they should be forcing it on them anyway. Most 95% of the people in the military are, you know, in their early 20s.
True, but the reason why he would care is because he's being petty. And
it'll take away their VA benefits.
Their VA benefits, you can't even get a job at McDonald's because they have a government contract at that point with a dishonorable discharge versus an other than honorable.
Right.
Just let them out. Just like they did up to Vietnam. Just be like, all right, who wants out?
Yeah.
You know? Here we go. There's the Carmine's brawl.
Yep. But they coming out and saying that they're racially discriminated against.
Yeah, the Asian woman apparently used ethnic slurs, according to these three women. Apparently, they presented like fake COVID paperwork.
Well, how I saw it was, three people went and sat down at the table, and then another three people showed up and wanted to be seated with them. I guess they were all one big party. And that's when the second three is where the brawl got started.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe this woman did use some kind of ethnic slur. I wasn't there.
No.
But we have mentioned that this is going to be a problem because a huge part of the population that is not vaccinated are Black and Hispanic Americans.
Right. And they don't trust. Typically, they don't trust the government when it comes to vaccines and stuff like that. So
we're being forced to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said this is going to be a problem when New York City said, like, no exceptions.
Right.
It's like, all right, this is going to disproportionately affect the Black population. And I believe it was de Blasio himself that said, if a law disproportionately affects one group, the law itself is racist.
I wouldn't doubt it. He probably doesn't remember saying that now, though.
Oh, I'm sure not, because now, you know, now you're a dirty, dirty, unvaccinated person. And I don't know, who's this Andrew Wiggins guy? You know anything about this?
Yeah, I put it in there. He's basically an NBA player that doesn't want to get the vaccine. The problem is in San Francisco, they have a 100% requirement. If you play, or if you go to indoor sporting events with large crowds, you must be vaccinated. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked for an exemption from the NBA so he wouldn't have to do it. They said no, so he won't be playing at any of the home games in San Francisco.
Just in San Francisco.
Well, I think LA's got similar rules in place now, too.
What religion is he that he is asking for a religious exemption?
I don't know. I don't even think it really even matters. He just doesn't want to get the shot, but still wants to play the game. And it's not a requirement. San Francisco did not make it a requirement on away teams. So you figure that one out. Away teams can come in and play without being vaccinated, but not the home team.
That's exactly what's happening everywhere. Stupid crap like that. You can see the obvious hole in the logic.
Yeah.
And the people are just pretending that it's not an issue. Like, oh, that won't make a difference. It's like, well, then why can't this guy too?
Exactly.
Apparently some more planes left Afghanistan, or at least one did.
Yeah. But they kind of shut them down for right now because some of the people coming in they tested positive for, I don't remember which disease it is now. It's one that we pretty much don't have in the U.S. anymore.
Like smallpox?
Smallpox, measles, mumps, I'm not sure. But yeah, everything's kind of on hold right now because of that. But meanwhile, you're seeing more and more articles about how the Taliban, I was just reading today, that the Taliban's going to bring back the punishment of amputations and executions.
Of course they are. How did anyone not see this coming?
But they're a new, kinder, gentler Taliban.
Yeah. They tell you that they're not going to beat women anymore until you leave, and they go and beat the women.
Right.
Whatever. I guess it's not a problem, but as long as they stay over there and deal their own bullshit, if they want to friggin'.
Well, they actually think it'll be good for recruiting, too.
What do you mean?
More people will join the Taliban because they're following a strict interpretation of the Quran.
If you want, not everyone sees it that way, though. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't.
Right. I know.
They're a bunch of bad people that like to kill people and shoot people.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like they live in Chicago.
Exactly.
There's a gunfight there every weekend, isn't there?
It sure seems like it. I mean, I'm seeing here that 43 people were shot last weekend and 6 people died.
Yeah.
And this is like a every weekend thing in Chicago. This isn't just a random attack. And I was also hearing today that the statistics came out from the FBI for 2020 on murders nationwide. They're through the roof compared to previous years. Yeah.
Really? That's weird. I don't know why.
Maybe COVID-19 lockdowns. People got stressed out.
They're going nuts and killing people?
Yeah.
It seems crazy. That seems like a poor reason to kill someone.
Maybe, but, you know, 2020 wasn't the best year for mental health.
No.
Some people can deal with, you know, stress and supposedly, you know, pandemics better than others.
I'm not surprised. I thought they'd be, I didn't see, but I know the suicide numbers are up too. I expected more of that than murder. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think that too. Yeah.
You guys just had a school shooting there in Virginia.
Yes, we did on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday or Thursday it happened. So my nephew wasn't
Monday
at
morning.
High school. Monday, okay. Yeah. The school went back on virtual for the near future.
And oh my God. The dude was shot in the side of his face.
Mm-hmm. They both survived.
And the guy's in custody, I guess.
Yeah, it's a 15-year-old who's over a girl, is what the rumor is.
Oh, my God. That's what is stupid, stupid kids. We want to let 16-year-olds vote?
Nancy Pelosi does.
Yeah. That's because 16-year-olds aren't bright enough to realize that food doesn't come from the supermarket. So they vote Democrat.
Right.
Like, things have to happen for that food to get there. That's why it costs money. You can't just walk in and take it because you need it.
Yeah.
You see anything about this? Oh, Jesus. Yeah, anything about this FBI being sued?
Uh-uh.
I don't know if they're actually being sued or not, but apparently they raided these security, like, deposit boxes, like safety deposit boxes, and took tons of stuff from a ton of people, claiming it's all like ill-gotten gains. I think they said specifically like a drug ring.
Okay,
but they only had evidence for like 3 people. Well, they actually,
300 people are looking for their money back.
Yeah, $86 million in cash, in addition to other valuables such as a stockpile of jewelry.
Right.
The FBI is like, nope, this is ours now. And it's obviously to fund whatever ridiculous thing they're going to do next. You know, how many more agents do they need to go and riot in D.C.?
Well, that's kind of what they, you know, they're talking about, you know, where Biden wants to, you know, have the banks report on you if you do more than $600 in transactions in your account.
Yeah. And he's also talking about centralizing the entire banking system. So it's like one central bank that everyone uses.
Yeah, that's never going to work. That puts all your eggs in one basket. So when it fails, it really fails.
And not just that. Now you can't do anything without the government having direct access to all of your finances. Which a lot of people will say that, yeah, exactly. We'll stop this corruption of people not paying taxes. I don't think the average person who complains about the wealthy not paying taxes are paying the proper taxes.
Right.
The average person doesn't realize that when you sell like your old Xbox, you're supposed to give the government a cut of what you got for selling it.
Yeah.
People don't know. And if they do know, they say, oh, F that, I'm not doing it. Right. You wouldn't be able to hide this transaction anymore from the government by doing it in cash.
Yeah.
And I think that would piss off a lot of people once they realize that have the taxes automatically taken out as the money's transferred too.
Yeah. Well, another problem with the tax code is it's so complicated that you can go to three different CPAs and get three different answers on how you should file your taxes and how much you owe or how much you should be getting back.
Yeah. And you have to listen to the one that has the best argument of how you're not going to get in trouble.
Right.
Who can make your argument in a courtroom better? Right.
Yep.
Exactly. It comes down to who can argue the tax code better, and no one really understands it. That's if the government wants to get you, they can always get you through taxes.
Oh. Yeah, because Ray was telling me about a guy yesterday on the when we were sailing that he was he had a Twitch channel and he was charging people to stream HBO to him.
He's charging people to stream him HBO?
No, he was streaming out HBO on Twitch for people to watch.
And, so piracy.
Well, it wasn't piracy because he wasn't selling them DVDs. But they're going after him because for tax problems, because he didn't report all his income properly. So instead of getting them for, you know, piracy, which apparently the way Ray made it sound was that's not really a thing when it comes to streaming services. Probably a loophole in the law.
Yeah, I thought piracy was just selling someone else's product.
Yeah, but he paid for the product.
Yeah.
With his subscription to HBO.
Yeah, but doesn't mean you can't go and publish that for everyone else to watch.
I agree.
Interesting. And you're right, it might have something to do with weird, stupid laws, because that's way too complicated too.
Yeah.
All this stuff's way too complicated. No one knows who's responsible for what. No one seems to care. For some reason, why are we still taxing American citizens if we can just print out trillions of dollars?
Well, we're not going to be able to keep printing forever because...
apparently we can, because that's what we've been doing. For how long? What, 40 years, 50 years, since 1970? Yeah. If we can just print our way out of this mess, then why are we taxing the citizen at all? Or is there someone that's sitting there at least admitting that, you're right, we can't just keep printing money?
Right.
Just always pisses me off. Drives me nuts, and no one seems to see that hole in that logic either.
Yeah.
Of course we can print more money. We need more money. Like, well, then why are we collecting taxes? Like, if we could just print it and the government has it, then at this point you're saying taxes are just punishing people and they're not actually funding anything. All right. We mentioned the AOC thing yesterday. I'm sure that'll come up here in a second. Apparently, a little while ago, Israel picked off some nuclear scientist in Iran or whatever, or
yeah,
Iran with some drone sniper.
Huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think from 1,000 miles away, I thought that was pretty neat. You don't hear a whole lot of. I'm a little surprised we're not doing stuff like that with a drone that just fires one round. And it's a sniper rifle. Instead of
launching, this is an old story too. This happened.
Yes,
it just in made November the news of 2020.
Yeah, I was wondering why we aren't doing stuff like that, like a little drone that's just got one shot, but you can with all the cameras and everything and satellites, you can really actually do all the math and fire around, several miles and control it from the other side of the planet. You have it land exactly where you want instead of launching a missile and blowing up 10 people, including the 6 children.
Yeah.
If we could have just shot the guy in the head, we wouldn't have had to kill his whole family, you know? At least we would have only killed one person by accident.
Yeah, this sounds like a pretty interesting weapon.
Yes. Yeah, that's a little terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's poop gone. What?
And I wonder if anything happened to his wife when the car went wrecked because he was driving the car.
That sucks. Geez, how terrifying would that be to be in the car when his head explodes and then, you know what I mean?
No thanks.
Yeah. We mentioned it yesterday when AOC cried about Israel's Iron Dome thing. That's what they call it. Right?
Yeah, she was trying to pull the funding on the Iron Dome. And, you know, I mean, a lot of those things they want to do sound good in theory, you know, save money, but they're not really trying to save money. They're just trying to take that money and spend it on their pet causes.
Actually, she didn't even say we shouldn't spend the money there. She said that they're an apartheid state and they called it a missile system. It's like, that's not really what it is. But she ended up changing her vote to present anyway. Like, she didn't genuinely care about this shit. She was just making a spectacle of herself.
Yeah.
To make a spectacle of herself.
Right. Uh huh.
Oh my God. I wanted to slap her so hard across the face. Like, you need to not be such a bitch, bitch. Like, she might be the only, she calls herself Latin, Hispanic. What word does she use to describe her?
I don't know.
Yeah. She's the only Hispanic. I'll just use that term. Karen. Yeah, that's a white woman thing. And she's acting like an old self-entitled white woman. Democrats are trying to stop the Space Force, apparently. Don't. I don't know, understand that.
Yeah, they're trying to say it's a waste of money, and other branches of the service already have the mission taken care of. So
let's scrap the Air Force then. Like, because we already have enough jets in the Navy, and the landing strips are portable. So what do we need the Air Force for? While we're at, what do we need the Army for? The Marines can do everything the Army can do, and they're more portable than the Army.
Right.
The people have specialties. That's the difference, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they want to get rid of it because Trump did it, right?
Right, pretty much, yeah.
I cannot believe how spiteful and hateful these people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're boned anyway. There's a good chance we default on our debt here. And they're looking to borrow even more money.
Yeah. We'll see what really happens with this. You know, the Republicans saying they're not going to vote for the debt ceiling raise, since the Democrats have been pretty much, you know, pushing through whatever they want using budget reconciliation. They can do this on budget reconciliation too, so... We'll see if the Republicans actually grow a pair and stick to their guns or not. I'm not holding my breath.
No, they won't. They'll sign off on it, and they won't even get a compromise. They're just going to sign off on it because that's what they do. We can't just keep doing this, man. Like, we call it borrowing money, but we're not borrowing it. We're printing it.
Yeah.
If anything, we're borrowing it from you know, the future, but that's assuming that the future is going to be prosperous and we'll get the value of the dollar back, and we'll slowly be able to creep the value of the dollar back up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems to me like we have to take a whole bunch of this money and just hit delete and make it disappear. And it'll make every dollar worth more. It's funny. Someone said to me, he's like, well, if it works, why would they do this if it's creating the inflation? Because it's inflating slower, they could print it out so they can still buy more weapons, you know?
Yeah.
It just keeps inflating, and you're still getting paid the same amount from work. So your dollar's going less far.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's all going to get signed off on, and Republicans are just going to put the heads further up their butts. I don't know. What do you think, Ray? You think they're going to sign off on the budget?
I don't know, man. They just probably they will. They just don't get balls.
I think Ray just froze.
Yeah, huh. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
That's a good pose for him, though.
Yeah, we mentioned this nuclear arms race thing. I just think that's hilarious that North Korea thinks that us giving Australia some technology and doing, hey, Ray's back.
All right, sorry. All I was in my Wi-Fi. Slower.
But yeah, Kim Jong-un said it's going to cause an arms race. And it's like, what arms race? It's
like, yeah, because we showed the video last week. You know, they're running their missiles off of trains.
That is pretty neat, but that is limited to where there's train tracks.
Right.
You know? The Russians had V2 rockets. At least they could drive a truck and launch a rocket from anywhere. But that was a pretty impressive missile launch. I'll admit that. That was pretty cool. But what arms race? We already have every weapon that they could think about making.
Right.
And it's sitting off the coast of Korea in a nuclear submarine that they know is there. They just have no idea where it is.
Right.
Yeah, what arms race are you talking about? I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that is a funny statement. But North Korea is just trying to make themselves seem relevant in modern day politics.
Yeah, exactly. And North Korea has been relevant since the ceasefire. So apparently John Stossel is going to be suing Facebook for putting all these fact check label things about everything he does.
They've been cutting way back on the fact check label things ever since President Trump's not the president anymore.
Oh, I see him everywhere, but I know what you mean.
They've cut down. I still see him too, but not before. It was like every
Hunter Biden stuff
would put up.
The Hunter Biden laptop stuff had the fact check misinformation thing.
Yeah.
He's like, actually, he didn't miss his laptop. He left it in a repair shop. He missed the contact. They stole him because it was never given back to him.
Sure. Okay.
You know.
But he probably shouldn't have told the prostitute what was on the laptop.
Well, that he's selling his father's influence.
No, do you mean the big guy?
Yeah, the big guy.
How did everyone not get this one? He got the job at Burisma or whatever it was. And he didn't say he's making millions of dollars and he didn't speak the language.
Yeah, and he didn't know anything about natural gas either.
That wasn't off. There was no corruption there, right?
No, none whatsoever.
And if you brought it up, you were a conspiracy theorist. Like, this is obvious that something shady is happening here.
Yeah. Like, right now, he's selling art for like millions of dollars.
Yeah, his fake art.
It's like, like my 5-year-old could do better than that. Nobody was seeing it. Like, what is this artwork more worth millions of dollars? Like, let me see it. It's a stick figure, probably.
Finger paints.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Oh my god! He's like, this is a turkey.
So the board is a mess.
Yep.
Chris Wallace.
Right. Oh, my word. I've given up on that show.
Once I don't watch any of those shows anymore.
Yeah, I used to watch it way back when, but, you know, he's too liberal for me, so I stopped it.
Yeah, he said maybe it's time to build a wall.
No, that's exactly what Trump was doing.
I laughed so hard because you saying how racist Trump was for trying to build the wall. And I was like, the border's out of control. They're letting in all these people. And look at this. They're coming from like Brazil all the way up. It's like, yes. Yeah, this. Where were you? You know, you were so busy being hateful.
Yeah, we went from last year having the lowest illegal immigration ever to this year having the highest ever. In illegal immigration.
I love how the White House said, like, oh, well, we've deported more people here illegally than Trump did. It's like, yeah, because Trump got them to stop coming here. You're letting them in and then having to deport them.
Right, and they're not really deporting as many as they say they are. They finally admitted that they released 12,000 of the Haitians into the United States.
12,000 of the 17,000 total, right?
Like, right, uh-huh.
The vast majority of them.
Yes, uh-huh. 3/4 of them.
Yeah, and because Joe said, come on in, door's wide open.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they'll live under the bridge.
On November 3rd, they'd already started packing their bags and moving this way, you know. They weren't wasting any time. As soon as they knew he was going to be president.
Whoa, you better rein in those comments before I whip you out of control. That's a big bag of horse shit. I say nay.
Yeah. You've seen the other half of the picture.
Yeah, that was hilarious because the other side you can see the guy just like holding his shirt.
Yeah, yeah. But the Biden administration says no more horses are allowed to be used there at the border. So,
so we're just making buggies,
I guess. Yeah,
coconuts.
Yeah, coconuts.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we talked earlier in the year, we were demoralizing the actual police. Now, because they weren't being supported by, you know, the government and everybody was defund the police. Now, are we going to go through a defund the Border Patrol movement too?
I don't know. But apparently they're blaming all sorts of people for all sorts of stuff. But what are you going to do then? Are you going to... You're going to replace it with something else, or are you just not going to have a border patrol?
Yeah.
I mean, because like, it's like, oh, well, we'll build something new. It's like, so you're going to tear down the system and rebuild the same thing again and think it's going to be different.
You hire the same guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Build it back better for someone else. they say it, they're saying it's like slavery and stuff. It's like, oh my God. Why they don't miss a chance to bring up slavery, do they?
No, they don't.
And I heard Maxine Waters say a bunch of stupid crap too.
Well, I think pretty much 3/4 of the stuff that comes out of her mouth is stupid crap.
Yeah, and her grammar. Oh my goodness. She sounds like she grew up in the 30s. Down south and went to like a dirt floor schoolhouse that had one room in it.
I'm sure she didn't.
No, I'm sure she didn't. She's probably got a fucking master's degree, but the way she speaks, she's like, you're like, oh my goodness, like, can you understand yourself? Grammar's important, dude. At least it makes sure that people know what you mean and you're actually getting the point across you're trying to. And I like how they cleared up the border under the bridges and everything just long enough to take photographs.
Yeah.
And have everyone flood back. And just like how they did it, Newsom did that, right?
Uh-huh.
He cleared out like Skid Row right before the recall election. So, you know, the people couldn't take pictures of that and say, this is what it is.
You were close. And you let them,
She
went to California State University. She's got a Bachelor of Arts degree.
There you go. Yeah, and she speaks like she didn't graduate an accredited high school.
And then she also, oh, it was a bachelor degree in sociology. Totally makes sense for a politician to have a sociology degree.
Yeah, actually, it really does.
Uh-huh. It's about the only thing you could really use it for.
Yeah, or either that or taking like weird studies of like how cities act.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so apparently we found some Afghanistan evacuees, speaking of immigrants and illegal immigration and refugees or whatever group this might fall into. Apparently these Afghan evacuees are being charged with some crimes at an army fort?
Yeah, army base, yeah, in Wisconsin.
Yeah. And one of them is trying to, like, rape a kid. And I don't remember what the other one was. Strangling and suffocating his spouse.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So it's good to see they're not bringing that, you know, beat the crap out of your wife mentality over here with them, you know?
Right.
Oh, my criminy. I mean, I guess some shit's going to happen. But they just didn't expect it to start right away. And they weren't even out in the town yet. They were still in the army base.
Right. And Ray was saying yesterday that there was a couple of them here in Virginia that tried to escape off the base.
Where would they go? Just like go live out in the city?
I guess. I mean, who knows what they were thinking. But now the trucks have to be inspected when they go on and off the base, not just on the base.
Louise.
Because I guess they were trying to like get under the truck and ride it out the gate and all kinds of crazy things like that.
Where's Fort Bliss? Oh, New Mexico.
Well, the one we were doing was in Blackstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fort Pickett.
Yeah, Fort Pickett.
Yeah, like I have this local radio station here, and one of the truck drivers that goes in and out of the base, he called in like, "Hey, this is what's going on in this base," you know, like what? Yeah, apparently, one kid was in the way of one of the construction guys, and the Afghani is like, "Hey, you want me to take the kid out of the way?" Like, "Yeah, go ahead, take it out of the way." He just grabbed some wire, started smacking this kid, just like, "Get out of the way!" Like, damn. I had to stop him. Like, "Hey, don't do that. You know, you cannot do that stuff in here. Don't smack a kid to get him out of here.
This isn't the place for that, buddy."
Yeah.
"You can go back to Afghanistan if you want to keep beating the crap out of your kids and your wives.
And of course, this is not a big surprise. The next article on here about a female U.S. service member saying she was assaulted by refugees.
Yeah. Afghan, or a group of them.
Yeah.
It didn't give us a whole lot of info, but I wonder if that had anything to do with the fact that she was a female in uniform and that pissed him off. Because it seems to be a trend.
Or she looked good and they decided
put out.
Yeah.
Possibly. Hard to say. Yeah, I don't know if more is going to come out on that or not, but I don't know. I don't know. How many Afghan evacuees did we take?
We don't know.
Oh, that's right. So for all we know, it could have been ten million, and only having a handful of cases isn't that bad then.
Right. Exactly.
Yet.
Man, you got anything else you want to talk about? Yeah, I don't care about the Free State Project that much. Apparently, a lot of people talk about moving up to New Hampshire that are libertarians and trying to take over the state of New Hampshire through the vote. They've been working on it for a couple of years now. It's an interesting idea.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Everything I can find about it is it's either their webpage or it's someone else saying that they're a bunch of morons and idiots. And that's not how it works. Like, that's actually exactly how it works.
Right. Uh-huh. I mean, that's what the Mormons did when they went to Utah, you know. They didn't like how they were being treated by, you know, state governments on the East Coast, so they went and started their own state, basically.
Yeah, they basically took it over by moving all of them out there at once.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't even think of that. That's a good point, too. Good call. Well, I guess that's about it then, huh?
Yep.
All right, man. We got that done in about an hour.
Right.
Sweet. We got through the actual material too. A lot of COVID BS.
Yeah.
And a lot of border BS. All right. I guess that's our show, folks.
All right.
Buy our merch we don't sell. And how if you enjoyed the show. All right. Later.
Later.